You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Violeta Aspina. She's talking to me from Barcelona in Spain. Violeta, thank you for talking with me today.
Thank you to you. Your program is really wonderful. And invisible, but visible at the same time.
Tell me, what are you working on now? I know a bit about your practice, but tell me what you're working on at the moment. If it's more than one thing, tell me.
Yeah, it's more than one thing, but actually I'm living here from 2015 here in Barcelona. I'm from Colombia. So I'm working here as an artist, but also as an immigrant. And I'm trying to listen to my migration. That's what I'm doing right now. And to listen on that collectively or in some collectives that I make. For example, Radio Cabaret, which is a collective. It's not a radio, it's like a false radio. And we work together to keep thinking about theater or fiction in radio as a way of talking also about our bodies and our ways of decolonizing the body. It's really weird what I'm saying right now, but it's more of a space for listening and for resonate with sexuality, body, our voices, or lack of having voice also. That's what I'm doing right now. At the same time, I can stop looking at what's going on my country. Actually, it's really late right now. I don't know for the listeners if it will be late or in the morning. I don't know. But when I go bed late, I just keep looking what is going on now in Colombia. And in my practice, I try to connect with that.
Can you tell me about one of your performances or projects? Can you explain one of them?
One of them. Okay. I tried. Okay. One of my last performance was the Karaoke Inmigrante, an immigrant karaoke. So it was more as conceived as a workshop. I make like an open call to come and make video karaoke, thinking about migration. And we make like 10 or more video karaoke, changing the words of the songs. So we were like hacking the songs, and so when people came to the karaoke, they thought, well, it's about migration, but they couldn't actually sing the song that they know. They have chosen a song, and then the song was hacked. And the words that we used for the hacking was about controlling frontiers, mainly in Europe and mainly in Spain. So things like Frontex or enterprise like Indra, that they actually are making money with migration. So that's one of my performance. It's not mine. Well, it's mine, but it's more, I just to think about it as a collective. I cannot think anymore that I'm doing a performance as a performer. Like, you see me with my body and my presence. It's about more presence. It's about getting presence that are not visible and to join them in a kind of celebration or in a kind of group of people that can be singing in this performance, for example, or singing bad because it was not about talent. And yes, that's it, for example, Karaoke Migrante. That was also a part of a radio cabaret project, which is this kind of radio collective. We tried to do it in places.
Tell me more about that. Please tell me more about radio cabaret.
Okay.
What is that exactly, and what has happened there lately? Because that's very interesting, the collaborative.
Okay. I started collaborating. It was a workshop at the beginning. I started working with sound as a collective way of being together. And I called for a workshop. It was about fantasies or political fantasies. So we were four people, and it had been 3 years ago. It was 3 years ago, yes. And then we started thinking about how we can perform not only sound or our voices, but also our presence with the public. So we started in with the conventions of the radio. Well, we are talking about the radio in FM, and this idea of symphonies and then a sound, and then you take a person talking. Well, this conventional idea of radio, and asking for the people to come for that. But then, we started just dancing, for example. One performance, one radio performance was dancing. And, it's an experimental radio. Now we are two, because it's not easy to have this continuity or to develop a group or that is really involved with experimentation right now, because there are a lot of things, we are two with Samuel Cespedes, which is a non-binary person. He started also working as a theory, working in the theory of this radio or radia or whatever it is. And yet, it's quite interesting that it doesn't have shape. We have some podcasts on the web, but we also have a group of video karaoke to sing in YouTube. You can find it if you are in YouTube looking for karaoke. Maybe you can find a karaoke hacket. And also we work with radio in the conventional idea, but if it's related with a social network, or with with a group of people from the neighbor that need a space or a dynamic of radio to get together. We try to don't be artist or experimental in these cases. We try to be more mediators. That's Radio Cabaret, I think.
and in the Radio
and
Cabaret,
it's also about
is there certain subjects that you're talking about? In Radio Cabaret, what is next? Are there certain topics that you're interested in, politics or about immigration? Is there something specific that you keep talking about in Radio Cabaret?
Yes, when we talk, because it's also sound and voice, like three voices. I don't know how to translate it. we try to understand how erotic or how politics in erotic and in technology can be a way of work. And there's a lot of paradox, I will say, because my voice right now is a beat, you know. So we try to make like an understanding of, now I'm a beat talking. And yeah, we work with that, I don't know how to say, extrañamiento, which is the word, estrangement, maybe?
Estrangement. Unless you're talking about training.
Yeah,
Estrangement is training.
Estrangement of the public, but also of ourselves talking. But also always related with erotics. And we have a word that we like to, a concept that we are developing. We don't know what it is, but it's the politics of listening. And it's a way of working and show how we work and also to talk about it. What is political of listening in sex in the web, for example? It was a way of talking about cruising in Barcelona. So we are, yes, I think the main topic is always like erotics of listening and politics of listening. We are trying to figure out what it is. Yes.
That's clear. I like that. Thank you, Violeta. I want to ask you one more question. What are you reading now?
Okay. I'm really a bad reader. I'm reading Listening in Dreams. It's from Ioni. Listening in Dreams is a companion of sound dreams. So it's really good for understanding how we can listen in dreams also. Not as a therapy, but also as as a ritual of a spiritual way of understanding the bad things and the hostility of life.
Thank you so much for talking with me today, Violeta. Thank you.
Thanks to you.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.